today, Lord, that we might be suffering with some of these issues, Lord. Lord, let us know that there is a greater place than where we're standing, Lord. Lord, that there's a greater being and a greater need when we have you in our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask you to just be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Now think about that. Back then, after I got kicked out of school, I was basically doing one day at a time. That's all you live, one day at a time. You didn't worry about tomorrow. If you start worrying about tomorrow, you got more depressed than you were before. You didn't think about yesterday, because there ain't nothing you can do to change it. You just worry about that one day. One day. But then guess what? One day later, in 1996, guess what? I met somebody. I met a guy. I met a man. I met a guy that wasn't physical here. I met that dude named Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, that changes your life. That one gift that God gave us on the cross changes our lives from despair and anger and hopelessness and depression. That one person, that one persona, that one gift changes our attitude. And look where we are now. How many years later? 3 decades later. Where am I? When I flunked out of tech. But God has me pastoring the church. Never thought I'd be here. Never, ever thought I'd be here. Even after he called me to preach, I told you all that story. Never did he say anything about pastor until 15 years later. And then he's like, hey, how about you do this? I'm like, no, I am not equipped for that. I am not equipped for that. But guess what? None of us are equipped for anything that God has us to do. We only do it by the grace and love and mercy of Jesus Christ in our soul. That's the only way that we can get through with our daily lives. But we're leading the church here. Amen. We're doing all kinds of good here in the community. We got a good brotherhood here, good brothers and sisters. Amen. Got a little quote for you that's going to follow through the theme here. It says, you have no idea how God might use you. One word of encouragement, one act of service, one gift of generosity to change somebody's life. To change somebody's life. Because of you, their lives can be changed. Amen? In Thessalonians 3, Paul started the church in Thessalonica. And that was a strategic city back then. They had a big harbor. They had east-west trades going on. And anything that they were doing, they had to spread the word. According to Acts 17, Paul preached on 3 Sabbaths. So successful he was on those preaching. That guess what? Peter got mad at him. The Jews got mad at him because of how successful he was. They were enraged. They were enraged. Kind of like they were when Jesus was doing walking the earth. They were like, will it last? Will the church that he's building, will it last? Will it stand the test of time? Will it last for eternity? Did he really make a difference with what he was doing? Did Paul really make a difference for what he was doing? That was the stuff that they were saying against him. You ever feel like that? You ever feel like, man, nothing I'm doing is really making a difference? Guess what? If you know Jesus and you feel like that, that's Satan telling you the lies that he sends out to us. Because if you're living for Jesus, everything you do matters. Everything you do is meant to make somebody and yourself feel important. And they were asking, do our prayers matter? Does what I do matter? The scripture again today, 1 Thessalonians 3, 7 through 9. I have an NLT version, so it's probably a little bit different than what's on the screen. Or actually, I think it is up there. But it says, so we've been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters. because of you, because you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. Because of you. Everybody say, because of you.
Because of you.
Everybody at home, give me a comment. It's because of you. Have a great joy as we enter in God's presence every day. It's because of you, brothers and sisters, that we get to do this week in and week out. Amen? And get to tell somebody about the amazing love that God left for us. We are heavenly ambassadors. That sounds like a big old stately position, don't it? The ambassador to the UK, the ambassador to Australia, the ambassador to Cairo, which is Egypt. We got way more importance than that, don't we? We got way more importance than that. We are heavenly ambassadors. We're kingdom representatives. We're to represent God every time that we're awake, every minute that we're awake, every time we're out somewhere, at work, at school, if you're still going to school. No matter where you are a kingdom representative. And people are looking at you. People are watching you. They're watching to see if you're truly different or if it's just name game to you. They're watching you to see if he truly has changed your heart. We're a bright light shining into a dark world. We're marked. We're a marked people. We're a chosen people. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he chose me. Because I was headed to hell with no way out until God said, hey, you need to stop this. You need to come and look what your joy can really look like in the morning. Because trust me, when you're drinking or doing other stuff, your joy in the morning is probably throwing up, to be honest with you. And I don't know about you, but that is not a joy for me. But I'm glad that God took me out of that. Amen. He marked me. He chose me. He set us apart. Each one of us are set apart and called of God. We're filled with resurrection power. The same Spirit. The same Spirit that was living within Jesus lives within us. We're on assignments. We're on mission. Our mission is what? Tell everybody. Everybody, the good news of Christ, that he died for us, and we have a way out of hell. Amen? Because God has freely loved each one of us, we should love unconditionally. We should love no matter what that person has done to us, no matter how bad they've acted toward us, we should love unconditionally. Because God has blessed us, we should love to bless others. We should love to help others. Because God give us the most generous gift anybody could ever give when he sent his son to die on our cross. Why should we not be generous? Why should we not be willing to help others when there's a time of need or a problem arises? If our God can save us, we can surely help people. Amen. We can surely be generous. So again, when you do, now the idea, or no idea how God might use you. We don't have a clue when we start. We can use a word of encouragement, an act of service, one gift of generosity to change somebody's life. It's because of you, people. It's because of us, people. Praise God. People get to praise God. And think about this. Since 2020, we've had a lot of ups and downs. With COVID running wild, we had to shut down for a little bit. And guess what? Everybody stepped up. Everybody stepped up. They're giving. Everybody was reaching out. We were reaching people online that we had never got to people before, because the only people that were seeing us were the ones here in the building. Because we didn't have a live stream until COVID actually hit. But now we still have people that watch it every week from different states, different countries. We got a couple of countries that come in. But it's because of you. It's because of everything that you've done through God here at the church. Amen. There's many, many, many stories of people that have met Jesus over the last year that we've had. And we have celebrations here. I know we went out to fix the hamburgers, but our brother Bruce, he is celebrating 27 years of sobriety. He has been sober for 27 years.
Amen.
I promise you,
yeah, Jesus.
If he was in here, he would tell you, only because of Jesus. He could not do that on his own. Amen. None of us could. None of us could do that on our own.
Amen.
Without having Jesus in our hearts. Amen. How many of y'all at home are struggling with drugs or alcohol that you're having problems with? Trust me. Until you turn to Jesus, you're going to keep struggling with them. Don't let Satan run that lie to you. That's what your life is meant. That's who you are. Because that's not who God made you. Amen. God didn't make us an alcoholic. He didn't make us a drug addict. Amen. He made us a child of Him, in His image. In a world filled with suspicion, anger, fear, self-doubt, sometimes all it takes is a little smile. All it takes is a little smile. We're so glad you're here. How many of y'all have went to the store late, pushed the buggy down the aisle, up down the aisle, run by people, passed by them in the aisle, not say a word? Hey, guess what? We could get away with that when we had the masks on. Amen. But God don't want no sourpusses. He wants us to smile. He wants us to show everybody the joy that we're living through. So that they'll want some of it. So they'll be like, man, that person's just plain nuts. They're smiling from ear to ear from the time I see them till the time they leave. Guess what? That's what Jesus does for you. That's what God does to your heart. Amen?
Amen.
We're so glad you're here. We're going to meet people that have doubts, that have questions, that have baggage. How many of y'all know, even if you was raised in church, you still got baggage before you come to the Lord?
Amen.
Before you come to a true understanding of it, we still have baggage, even if we were raised in church. We have brokenness in us. We have fears, insecurities, addiction, shame. All of us do. Guess what? We can't get rid of that ourselves. The only thing that can get rid of that is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And a true relationship, not just knowing Him, but knowing who He is and what He did for us. Amen? Come to Jesus just as you are. I tell you, hey, it took me a long time. My foster mom tried to get me to go to church when I lived with her for many years. It took me a long time finally just to come as I am. And then that day that I did it, oh man, let me tell you, there was a weight lifted off my shoulders and a joy put in my heart that I had never experienced before. I know this might hurt some people's relationships, but guess what? The love of Jesus in your heart feels better than your marriage to your husband or your wife. It feels more warm. Grace saves. The mighty grace of Jesus saves us. And guess what? The truth of His Word frees each one of us from the binds that Satan had on us when we accept Him. Amen? And I want to thank the ones that have been tithing and making offerings over the year. We did well more than what we did the previous year because of everybody's generosity here. We got to lead the way with irrational generosity. We give even when it might hurt. We still give. Amen. We truly believe more is blessed by that. In 2020 and 21, We've given like never before. Like never before. And because of our generosity, we're able to give to missions and outreach. Not just here in the local community, but internationally as well. Because of you, not just giving to the church, but through the church. Not just giving money, but giving yourself as well. Amen. Our online platform, virtually everywhere that we have service, that we put it online, we still have people watching it today. We still have them watching it from their house when they can't make it to service, or when they're out of state, when they live out of state. Who are we? I ask you, who are we? We're the church, aren't we? We are the church. We members are the church ourselves. We're the church. We don't go to church. Amen? We don't go to church. We are the church. Each one of us is a hand and a foot of Jesus. Amen? We believe that church matters. Jesus didn't say, build my government and the gates of hell will stand against it. Did he? No. He said, build my church and the gates of hell will not stand against it. Because of you, people are still watching. We want to invite you to be a bigger part of it than what you have been. There's still cities around the world that are in need of a church, in need of the love of the Lord, in need of hearing about Him. There's still places that hasn't heard about our loving Savior. There's people in prison sitting without hope. There's children that need homes. There are marriages that need healing. There's broken people that need welcoming. That's what we should be doing. Because of us and the way we act in Christ-like service is what helps turn people's lives around. Helps them be able to see from a dark, desolate tunnel to the light at the end of it. God is the light. Or God in light, what you've done. What would you have done? What would He have you do now? What would He want you to do now? Ask Him today. What more can I do? What else can I help with? Again, we are heavenly ambassadors. We're kingdom representatives. A bright light shining into that dark and dying world, and on an assignment and a mission to show that unconditional love of God that He gave us and set us free. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm free. I'm glad I don't have to worry about looking down and saying, what would happen if I died right now? What would happen if I died today? And the vision that you get back is nothing but hell. Nothing but flames. Nothing to quench your thirst. I'm glad that God gave me a way out. I'm glad that He gave me a get out of jail free card, so to say. I'm glad that He gave me a Jesus. Amen. How about you? Because of you, people can praise God through what we've done here. Amen. As we close, is there anybody that wants to get a little bit closer to Him? Might want to figure out something that He wants you to do more than what you are doing right now. More into His Word, more in teaching here at the church, if you want. Anything. All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for all You do for us, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank You for getting me out of the way today, Lord. Lord, and allow Your words to be spoken through me, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to impress this blessing upon each one of us in our hearts today, Lord. Let us know that it is truly because of You that we live today, Lord. Lord, may we be willing to share that with everybody that we come in contact with. Lord, may we be able to tell them how Your mercy, Your grace, Your love saved us from where we were, Lord, from the sinners that we were going to hell being, Lord. May You give us honor, glory, or praise. We give You honor, glory, and praise, Lord. And again, bring us back to our next point in time. In your name I pray. And everybody say
it. Amen.
Amen. All right, we got a closing song. I think Bruce is still out cooking.